Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. Hope you're having a great day. It's drizzly and rainy right here in Carmel, Indiana. Joining me today, Alice Benton. Hey, Alice, how you doing?
Steve, well, I am coming off of a very grumpy weekend, but now I'm recovering as we're coming to midweek here.
What's grumpy about that weekend?
I think our family was stretched a little too thin, and we knew we were going to be. We just had a lot of events to go to. But I confess to my little kids over and over again, you guys, Mom is grumpy. Will you please pray for me? I'm sorry in advance for how I am. And I reached out to my small group. I asked my husband to pray over me. And the mood didn't lift instantly. But it always helps my kids when I can confess that to them. And they can ask about it or talk about it or get away from me if they need to. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, just keep those lines of communication open. And boy, Mom's really grumpy today. Thanks for confessing, Mom. I love that. Very good. Well, hey, listen, if anybody wants to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's the thing. If you know why you're grumpy, that's a good thing. But some people don't. They don't know that underneath it all is something else. There could be tremendous shame or fear or whatever. And, you know, if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can join us on radio today at 1-800-229-3000. We've got a workshop coming up at Restore. And Alice, I first met you. You were doing our intensive workshops. And what do you say to a woman who's a little bit hesitant? Maybe she's ashamed that she even has to deal with this. You know, it's like, it's his problem. I shouldn't have to. She's been betrayed. What do you say to her?
Oh, I would say that as intimidating as these weekends seem before you go, they're about the safest place you can be to talk through this, to work through this, to find out you're not alone. And even though it may be that the problem is mainly because of your spouse's behavior, you find out at this weekend that you have an immense amount of power, influence, and that you can protect yourself. And it's something that I think many of us women have never learned. And so you walk away from the weekend feeling empowered, supported, equipped, and with a new tribe of women that you can stay in touch with. Steve, I run a group of ladies that went to one of those weekends years ago. Some of them have been in the group for more than 5 years. And almost every week they tell each other that this is their safest space to be, and they're closer to these women than to anybody else in their lives. And that's what you can get out of these weekends.
Well, it's true. You can develop literally a lifetime of support and healing and understanding by coming. And here is the bad news. I was betrayed. Many of you know that. I don't want to harp on that. But I got to tell you, when it happens, you realize I have two jobs. One, survive the betrayal that is so painful, so horrible. But then the second job is to forgive and to heal. And that's not fun, but every person who's been betrayed has a job to do. Just like the person who was the one that was the chief offender, they've got a job to do to establish integrity and credibility. You don't want them to be healing, and then you're still living in the pain and the suffering and the struggle. What a sad thing that is. So if you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about the Restore workshop. Lives are changed when you go to Restore. It's so exciting when a woman finds other people who've been through it. It's so embarrassing sometimes. You get support, insight, new wisdom. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we're going to take a break. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be here for 2 hours, so you join us. 1-800-229-3000.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You might have something you think there's no hope for. I think we might have it. You might think there's no answer, no insight. Give us a shot at it. 1-800-229-3000. Right now, let's talk to Steve. And Steve, he listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio 131. That's channel 131, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Okay, Steve, how you doing?
I've got a...
Steve, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, I'm in a blended marriage and 3 years now. And I've got... Just a concern. My stepdaughter has moved in with her boyfriend, and they've been together now for a while, and they're away from us. They're in another location, but they come. You know, we got the holidays coming up, and you know, they intend to come to, you know, it's come back home. And the difficulty that I'm having right now is they've been together for a while, and they're, you know, they're living life as they, you know, cohabitating. But yet when they come back to the house, I've taken a stand of, you know, it isn't right. My wife has agreed, you know, she agrees it's not right that they should be living together. But she's also feeling the pressure from her daughter to, you know, just because they're in love and everybody else is doing it, and they want to be able to be in the same room and sleep together at our home. So... Any suggestions
yes,
there you go.
I've got a suggestion for you. Stick to your guns and stick to your values. And the evidence, now how old is the daughter, stepdaughter, your stepdaughter?
They're out of college. They're, they're still in their early 20s.
Yeah. Well, just the evidence of a lack of discernment, wisdom, and evidence of immaturity is pushing the point during a holiday. In other words, somebody that knows the parents' values would be able to say in a moment of maturity and discernment, hey, you know what? I don't think we have to go home and stay in the house in the same bedroom to prove a point. I think we might be able to honor mom and dad, stepdad, by not being together one night in their home and making this an issue. And if I was communicating to them with her wanting to do this, I would be saying, listen, you want us to accept you and your values. How about you accepting us and the values you've known that we've had for a very, very long time? Why would it be more right for us to accept your values and go against ours, then you accept our values that you've known for so long and adjust your choices over the holidays to our values. Those would be things I'd be saying. Alice, what's your take on this? What's your perspective for him?
Steve, I also want to strengthen your stance with Joshua 24:15 when he says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." You're loving your daughter, stepdaughter, and her boyfriend well by not lowering the standard for them, because you know what's good and what's right, even if they choose otherwise. So I think affirming your love for her and him, if you love him as well, at least your care for him, and letting them know that this is part of how you're going to love the people that are most important to you in your life, and you're going to safeguard your home. But they can disagree with it. Give them that permission. And I'd have you ask the courageous question of, how does it affect you? I don't believe you like it. I'm pretty sure you dislike it. How does it affect you that I do hold to this standard for my home, and I ask you to respect it? To allow that conversation, especially from the boyfriend. Listening to him without having to tell him he's wrong, he already knows your stance, it may open up a little bit more deep conversation and relationship with him.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the bottom line, too. I think that if, through whatever circumstances, you met a homeless couple on the street and you brought them into your home, you knew they weren't married, and they wanted to sleep at your home, and that was okay, and you knew they weren't married, I don't think you would say to them, we always let people that aren't married sleep together in our home. You'd stick to your standard for a homeless person that you had great compassion over. And so you're not, that's just my assumption. Now, so my point is, you're not being tough on them, you're just sticking to a standard that you'd believe to be true. But here is one final little piece. How this is communicated to them is kind of more important than the standard. In other words, if you have a standard and you communicate it to them in a shaming, angry way, how could you do this to me, you know, that kind of thing, well then, that why even stand up for a standard? You got to be kind and gentle and loving. So I would really work on with your wife, how are we going to communicate this to them, where we're saying, love you, accept you, believe in you, but just like many times in our lives, we think you're kind of confused on this. And we think that this is a mistake and it's a problem. And so I hope you'll understand that we're just going to stick with something that we've believed in for a very, very long time. And maybe one day you'll look back and say, yeah, I can sure see why they weren't really big on us sleeping together under their roof. What do you think your wife's response to that would be?
Well, right now she's this is an only child, so she misses her, and she wants to spend time with her. So that's why I feel like some of the conflict, I guess, the part about that, you know, just kind of breaking down those barriers has kind of affected her some, because she just listens to both sides. So it's kind of like you're playing both sides of the fence. But I will share this. Let me share one last thing. Is I have also two children. They're adult children, and they're in their mid-20s as well. And for me to waver that standard that I raised them to understand, they're watching me. They're telling me they're watching me to see, because they know that their stepsister is, living with someone else, and they know that, you know, if they had chosen to make that decision, that it would, you know, that would be disrespectful to their father. So,
well, I don't know at this stage bringing them into the mix here is helpful. I think what is helpful is that you show to your wife you understand how she feels.
Mm-hmm. Validate her.
But that feelings have a point. Truth, God's truth, that's the point. And so we don't want to do something because we miss our daughter and feel like this is going to cause us to have less time with her. I tell you what this will do, it'll cause you to have more quality time with her down the road.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. And whenever your wife is thinking how close she is, you know, let's don't forget, she really has abandoned some pretty simple standards here, and it's very tough, and there's a reason for that. And I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, inside her daughter is a real, real tough case of attitude that's a little bit disrespectful and kind of disregards mom. So that's the bottom line there. I'm really glad you called and asked about it. I hope that something we've said is helpful. And let me send you a copy of Take Your Life Back for your wife. It really helps her to deal with her side of the street, no matter what daughter's doing over on her side of the street. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to join us. All these situations are so tough. This being a parent to a young adult child is very, very tough when the values start to collide. But stay the course there, you know. God really does honor us when we do the tough thing, not the easy thing, not the thing that feels the best at any particular moment. Let's go to Mary. She's calling us. Amarillo, Texas. She listens online. Glad that she does. You can listen online at newlife.com. Go to we have an app at the App Store. Mary, Amarillo. A lot of little groundhogs out there. I've been there. I love Amarillo. How you doing? Mary, you're on the radio, Mary. Hello. Well, we may have to... Mary?
Yes?
Mary? Hi, you want to hang that up over there and then just listen to me through the phone? Okay, here we are. We made it, and glad we did. How you doing today?
I'm well. I have a question. Thank you. I put a lot of thought in y'all's ideas, and I need to know some specific things I can do to connect and have a meaningful relationship with a 19-year-old granddaughter. I would like to exhibit some Christ-like character to her.
Okay, so what's the problem with doing that?
Well, she's kind of disconnected with the family. With me for about 10 months.
Why? What's that about?
Well, she did something that her parents did not approve of, and place of coming home and facing the consequences, she just left.
What did she do?
She was dating with a young man that they had told her not to.
Mm-hmm. And she's away at college, and they're paying for college, and that kind of thing?
Actually, she's got scholarships.
Okay. All right. And so, why is it difficult for you to connect with her? Did she reject you too, or the parents?
I don't know how. I just don't know how. I think it's kind of a touchy situation, and I just don't know what things to do and what things not to do.
How about this? Call her up. And you say this, I've been missing you.
Okay.
Could that be a good start?
Well, I think so. And then do you think that it would be proper for me to say, when you have a day or some time, could I meet you and have lunch with you or something like that?
Why would that not be proper?
Well, I didn't know. That's why I was asking.
Well, why don't you talk with her parents and say, you know, I was thinking maybe one way that we could try to have some kind of reconciliation or reconnection is I just call her and tell her I've been missing her, and, you know, maybe she'll be willing to have a cup of coffee or something, and it might be a helpful thing. What do you guys think about that? What do you think?
Okay. Well, I think that that was one thing that I was kind of concerned about, was I didn't want to do something, you know, against what the parents would want.
Mary, yeah. Alice, what are you thinking here?
Have the parents asked something of you?
No. They certainly have not. They have never wanted anything like that from me.
Okay.
No.
And is the young man that she has dated, is he dangerous?
Well, in my books, he is.
Why?
He drinks a lot.
Okay.
He drinks a lot. He drinks too much.
Okay.
Okay. Just a quick question here. Why do you think she'd be attracted to someone like that?
I think that she's trying to grow up and trying to actually get away from her parents. But I think she did not understand how to do it. And I think this young man was somebody that sided with her. And
okay, got a couple of questions about that, but we'll do it right after the break. 1-800-229-3000.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 15th to the 17th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're talking to Mary. I want to remind everybody that every man's battle is this Friday, so don't hesitate to call. And, of course, Restore is coming up, too. But Mary, you said she wanted to break away, didn't know how, that kind of thing. Do you think there was a problem with the parents not equipping her for independence? Were they too smothering, or you know, what is that? Why
that
did she
could
have to?
Be a factor. Mm-hmm. I think that could be part of it. Yes, I do.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things, just as a wise mother, grandmother person, is if there's any resistance, in a loving way, you could say to them, you know, it's unfortunate that she took this move that she did and developed this relationship with this guy. And maybe it was just a way to act like she's not, you know, dependent on you guys or whatever. And I'm hoping that maybe something I could say to her or some kind of influence along the way would get her to see that she's paying an awfully, awfully big price just to establish her independence and help her to see it's kind of a little too costly for her. That might be some conversation you'd have. Alice, anything before we go here that you want to add to what Mary's asking about?
Mary, I would counsel you to go very heavy on grace, love, and curiosity if your granddaughter is willing to take your call or willing to get together with you. She needs truth soon, but she first needs to know that she is loved despite the mistakes that she might be making. And building that foundation of safety is what will be able to allow her to accept some truth from you. But ask her about what she sees in him and what she loves about him and how she's doing, and really withhold on the judgment and the criticism.
Mm-hmm. So tough to do that, you know, when we're disappointed, we know what's best, they seem blind, we're wiser. Oh, it's so very, very hard. But, you know, Mary, let me just send you How We Love Our Kids. Great book for you to read to connect with them over. Great book for her parents to get a hold of, too. Anybody else, you know, you can get that at newlife.com. Mylon and Kay have done such a great job on How We Love and helping us see how we got here. And everybody takes a different route to get where we are. One of the worst things, I was talking about this at the workshop this weekend, one of the worst things ever, it's not to be lost, but it's to think you know where you are and where you're going, but you really are lost. That's the worst thing. And boy, this book can show you whether or not you're on the right track or way, way off track. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that, to get that. By the way, any support for this ministry, I'm going to send you our new calendar for 2020. I think you'll like it. Or you could get 100 Days of Healing. That's the latest devotional book. Also, $20, I'll send your child or grandchild, niece or nephew, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, and I'll autograph it to them. I think I must have autographed 10 new ones today, sending it directly to the child. It's a great Christmas gift. Or we'll send it to you. You can gift wrap it.
And Steve,
but that's a gift of $20.
You know that a book that starts off with gross sneezes is going to be very inviting to a kid that age. I mean,
it just
takes them right in. It's a great book.
Yeah, and then they think, wow, what a cool person that gave this to me. Let's go to Celine. Or however you pronounce it, we'll find out right after this. Listens online from Tampa, Florida. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
How do you pronounce your name?
Celine. You pronounce it correct.
You were right, Steve.
Well, there we go. Thank you. Okay, so how could we help today?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I have a 8-year-old son that I've been constantly in and out, not able to see my grandson. He goes from everything will be okay to everything's not okay, and he comes up with some sort of reason why I can't see him. My grandson is 5 years old. We're very, very close, and I don't think it has anything to do with my son, per se. I think it has to do with who he resides with, and he's resided with for about 7 years. They are not married. They've got 2 children together, and he has 1 stepson. And I think there's, my opinion, there's jealousy there. Because of the relationship between my grandson and myself, I can see some disconnection with his mom. And he begs to live with me. He never wants to go home, and he cries. And I can't get my son to understand there's something going on for a child to cry like that, other than my son chalks it up as him being spoiled with me and whatnot, and that's just not the case.
I think your son probably understands perfectly, but he's not willing to do anything. For you to say, I can't get him to understand. Most parents understand that a child crying, not wanting to go back home, that that's a problem. We're going to give you some help right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Hold on there. We're going to help you with this. So sad. I hate these things where a grandparent can't be with a grandchild. We need this. 1-800-229-3000. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Hang on.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we do have more and more of these kinds of calls where a wonderful grandparent is being shut out of the life of a grandchild that obviously benefits from that relationship. Alice, what do you say here? I mean, how do we help her?
So Lynn, I'm going to ask a few questions to try to help get you to some hope and some steps to take. Briefly tell me, what is your relationship like with the mother of your grandson?
It's not good. It's not good. She has done some pretty rotten things to my son, if I can be frank.
Would you tell me the worst thing she's done to your son?
Abuse him
physically.
Yeah, and I, if I can say, it's more. There's a lot of mental and emotional there. She manipulates him pretty bad. This last episode, this is the fourth time, and it's always around his birthday, my grandson's birthday, and holidays that a fight would break out, and it's She knows how close we are, so it's like she wants to punish. So she knows what to do to get my son going, if I might be frank. This last time he got very ill, she stayed home with him, my grandson, and I urged her to take him in, and she did not. And my grandson, after about the sixth day of being sick, asked to call me. And I said he's five. I think I told you that. He called me. He said, I want my Nam. He calls me Nam. I want my Nam to come over. I want my Nam to come over. So I drop everything I'm doing that evening. I go over. I stay the night. He's like, can you have a sleepover? Can you have a sleepover? And I said, sure, I'll stay with you, buddy. When I went there, he was still very sick. So I told the parents, I said, in the morning, I'm taking him into the doctor. They had no problems with that. When I took him into the doctor, he was very dehydrated.
So, Lynn, what you're talking about are signs for us of true danger in the home, whether it's some form of domestic violence that the kids may be exposed to, or neglect if your grandson is not being taken to the hospital to the doctor when he needs it. So it's actually sounding like a situation that should be evaluated by a social worker. Has that ever happened in the life of this family before, where a social worker has gone into the home?
No. And this is the thing. My son, personally, he is such a wonderful dad. He is.
He isn't.
His children.
No, he isn't. No, he's not. He is letting his son be neglected. He is letting his son be controlled by this woman he's married to or living with. So to say that he's wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful isn't just I play with my children, okay? And so what we've heard here is a child sick for 11 or 6 days and dehydrated, and you have to take into the doctor. This is horrible. And this is not her problem. It's his problem. Now, are you married? Is your husband alive? Is he involved in this at all?
The thing, my husband passed away 9 years ago to
okay.
cancer.
So this is up to you to say to your son, you are going to have to take charge here, and you're going to have to do something differently, or I am going to have to bring in professionals to intervene here, because I'm not going to let this happen. And I'm surprised that the physician that you went to didn't report this. And I'm wondering if maybe you didn't fully tell that physician all that had gone on, because you think your son is a wonderful father and you didn't want to cause a problem. But look, I'm all for a grandparent not causing a problem so that she can continue to see the grandkids.
Right.
But here, this is horrible. Horrible. I'm telling you, a child is sick more than a couple of days, not getting better, go to the doctor. And this was six days in.
So Lynn, you are your grandson's hero. You already are, because you're safe and he goes to you and he knows who will help him and who will respond to his cries, and that has been you. But I agree with Steve that I think you're being called upon to take an even bigger step to be his hero. And a social worker goes in and just evaluates the situation to decide if more assistance is needed, and then can link the family to resources and even require that they participate in things like therapy and family services, so that they are forced to get the help, even if they don't want it. But if it's needed, that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she started a big feud and saying that I've done this and done that and to get me out of the picture again. And I just...
Hey, listen, you must not be distracted. You must not be distracted. You are the only person that's an adult here. And you have to be an adult. And you have to do whatever your son isn't willing to do for this grandchild. But first, I would try to call upon your son to be a man. And yes, it's going to be painful for him. Yes, it could lead to a lot of stuff. But isn't a five-year-old worth it? For a five-year-old to say, I have to have my grandmother, can't even call upon his dad, Dad, help me or comfort me, that is not a sign of a wonderful father. And so you need to say to him, honey, I've seen your love for him, but I'm also seeing some very unloving things that you're choosing your comfort over this child. You're doing what makes it easier for you rather than confront and deal with and take charge in the wake of this woman who is a nightmare for you and for your son, my grandchild. So it's time for you to do something.
It is a big risk, and it is a risk of possible yep. loss of access to your grandson. But if it gets worse and your grandson has worse effects, is harmed more, you would regret not having made this call.
Mm. I mean, if you'd told us anything other than this, that it just I feel so badly, and I know you get sucked in, and you know you feel sorry for your son and all. But he's going to have to step up here. And sometimes when we don't ignore the reality, and it's really tough, the long run is somebody's life got saved, someone is grateful, someone sees God acting in their life, versus a feeling of how and why did God not help me when I was 5 years old and essentially held hostage by a very sick woman who was using me at five as a pawn in a game. It's horrible. And I'm really glad that this five-year-old has you. What if he didn't have mm-hmm. you? Okay, so he's got you. So now do what you can do. And yes, it is risky. And everything that I'm saying, I don't usually say in this way. I'm just pleading with you to be the one that makes the bold move, because your son isn't doing that. All right, I hope this is helpful to you. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids. I hope that could help you. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. Your son needs to read it, because he needs to become the decider in his own life and in the life of that five-year-old.
And Steve, let's call up our prayer warriors who are listening, that you would be praying for Celine and for this five-year-old boy, for the courage, the words, and the perseverance to follow through on this. Help us out here, folks, please.
Yeah, please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, if you want some material, we can help you with some material for you or your child that's struggling with something, your adult child. We've got such great books, Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder or a Bipolar. It's so many things that we address in these books that you can give to the adult child. But look, we have a real, real compassion for these children. And what does Jesus say? Oh, my goodness. Don't offend any of these little ones. You might as well just attach a block of concrete, tie a rope around your neck, and jump in the ocean. Jesus loves these children. And so do we. And sometimes you have to love somebody more than you love your comfort. And so often we can be in a partnership, in a marriage, or living with somebody that's so mean and so powerful, we just want to run for cover. Well, there's a child involved. That's the priority, is the child. Bold moves save lives. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Alice Benton is here. We've got Restore coming up. We have a wonderful Everyman's Battle coming up. If you sign up for Club New Life today to support all that we're doing, by the way, we're live on Facebook right now. You can always watch us on Facebook. Right there. Just go to Facebook, New Life. We're there. And we love it when you leave us an encouraging comment, like someone asking, is it a full moon? So here's 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and Healing, our way of saying thanks for joining Club New Life. But the big benefit, you're part of every transformation. And boy, did we ever see them last weekend in our intimacy in marriage. We're going to do that again February the 14th. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call if you need some help. We would love to help you. And we've got a call up here, but I don't know how to punch the button to bring that call up, but I'll do that in just a second. In the meantime, let me remind everybody, in the Dallas area, on November the 12th, I'm going to be with Focus on the Family. You can find out about this on our website or at Focus's website. Jim Daly, John Fuller, the Focus guys, we're going to be in Arlington, Texas, 7 o'clock. Going to be a great pro-life rally and celebration there, and I'll be talking about my experience with abortion. Right now, let's go to Marie. She'll be our final caller here, but we'll take all these other calls that are up at 1-800-229-3000 in the next program. Jacksonville, Marie, Sirius XM. How can we help you today?
All right. So I have an adult daughter who is currently separated after being in a 2-year marriage of like emotional and verbal abuse.
So sorry.
They're currently separated, and she has been spending time with another man. Calling it a friendship, but anyway, I've had several talks with her that is not what she should be doing. And we've always been very, very close. And I don't know what else to say to her. I don't know what else to do. I feel like when I'm around her, I just want to bring it up. And any advice, please?
Okay, if you were close to her, did you know the person that she was marrying was such a problem and she didn't listen to you, or what's that about?
We did not know. We spent a lot of time with him before marriage. Great guy. Became a Christian while they were dating. Yeah, and he became a drinker, which I don't know if she knew that beforehand, but apparently it's over the last couple of years has gotten progressively worse. She's asked him to stop. She's gone to counseling. Everything is her fault at this point, according to him.
Okay. But the big issue here is she's separated, and now she's spending time with another man. And the problem is she doesn't know how to connect with other women. Because that's who she needs to be spending time with, are healthy women that can help her as a woman. Alice, what are your thoughts here for Marie about her daughter who's now with another guy?
Marie, how has your daughter responded so far when you voiced your concerns to her?
She would break down and cry and say, I know it's wrong and I'm going to cut it off. And she did at one point. She has a lot of good counsel through a counselor at our church and her older sister. And it started with, and she did cut it off, and then she got reconnected with this person. and just basically is at that point where she's so worn down she just doesn't care at the moment.
Marie, it's such a good sign that she has accepted your concern before mm-hmm. and even acted on it. Mm-hmm. So I think there's mm-hmm. a lot of room here to go back to say, I know how conflicted you are, but I know there's a strong attraction to this man, to this friendship you have with him. So daughter, what can I do for you to help you stand by your beliefs and convictions? Tell me what you need and what you want from me. She may not have an answer to give you, but it's a great question mm-hmm. to ask. And then I would invite her to an Al-Anon group that you would go along with her. You would accompany her. And the hope would be...
I even suggested that as well. Yeah.
Great. What'd she say to the suggestion?
She said okay at first, and now she is, no, I don't want to go. I just want to be over the marriage. I just don't want this anymore.
Well, that's how she gets over the marriage, is she goes to Al-Anon. Yeah. And she and I would go with that phrase there. I just want to be over the marriage. All the reason to get away from this man so she can get over the marriage, fully get over it.
Yeah.
And Maria, she's so...
what do you do when it's...
Go ahead.
Is it not biblical, though, to end the marriage? What do you do with that?
Well, I you can't change her mind about that. You can encourage her... If she goes to Al-Anon and she starts to see how she has kind of fed into that, then maybe there's some hope there. But I was just assuming that, you know, she was done with this guy and he wasn't going to get better. But, of course, if there's some way you could help her go back, but here she is. She's already off with another man. So
she's done,
First thing, get her with some – see if you can get her with – healing community like Al-Anon, like Alice is saying, then with healthy other women, and maybe you're the one to take her to a Bible study or whatever.
And Marie, you can certainly support the separation, because that's biblically supported, that she's creating safe space from this man who is unsafe. And just bringing it to her gently that you want all the blessings God has for her, and you can caution her, would you slow down on moving towards a divorce if she's the one that's initiating it, to give her a little space and time to think and to recover. I'd also get a prayer team going behind the scenes. Get your prayer warriors on board with prayer for discernment and strength for your daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we've been doing that,
good.
Too.
Oh, very good.
Well, we don't know of anybody that ever said after a marriage fell apart, I just took too much time before I entered into another relationship, or I just took too much time before I was fully healed. You need time. But the other thing is, if you could take her to Al-Anon, and she discovers that when he did certain things, she did things that fed into it, allowed it, enabled it, that maybe she could take some responsibility there, and then she'd also maybe give some more time, different approaches that actually might result in him sobering up, and maybe there is some hope for the marriage. Those situations, just like that, those are situations worse than that, more difficult than that. We help people this past weekend at our marriage intensive. It is so powerful. And you know what? I know some of you think, why do you guys always talk about these intensives? We've worked 20 years to create the most powerful, transforming experience for a willing person in like at Every Man's Battle or at Restore, or two willing people at our marriage intensive. They make a difference. And when you support us, that's what you're supporting, transformation. We're not a feel-good ministry. We want to see people totally transform their lives. Headed one direction, now they're headed another direction. If you need some help, if you want a book that could help, or if you could help us, we'll send you some amazing thank you items that just show how grateful we are. If you want to know about the intensives, a counselor in your area, don't continue to do what you've been doing. Do something else. Do something stronger. Step up your game and let's get that problem taken care of. It's not simple. It's not easy. But it is pretty simple to call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life.
We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.